The following program is for entertainment purposes only. It is not medical, psychological, or psychiatric advice of any kind. For any of that, contact your doctor. On today's episode of Dream Meanings, how does an injured monster-sized lizard play into the decisions that need to be made in one man's life? Will the carousel ever stop spinning in one woman's dreams? Could an unexplored relationship come back to haunt a woman on a very precarious day? And how did a ring move from one hand to the other during a dream? Those and more today on Dream Meanings. All right, welcome to the program. Thank you for pressing subscribe on iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, whatever platform it is you may be listening to us on. We greatly appreciate you doing that. That's what helps us grow this thing and helps us get off the ground. You guys, if you're listening to it at the beginning here as we're launching the show, we could not be doing it without you. So if you don't mind, if you like what you're hearing, please press subscribe. That will help us grow in those rankings and allow other folks to find us and hopefully get something out of this this program. So please do that. A positive comment or two, a review would also help on any of those platforms. So thank you in advance for doing that. And if you already have, thank you so much. We greatly, greatly appreciate your patronage and support of this program. Our phone number, if you want to call in and share your dream with us, give you a little insight and thoughts on your dream, is a toll-free one. Call it 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 1-800-606-7193. Leave your dream story there, and we may play it back on a future episode of Dream Meanings. You can also write in on our website, which is dreamingradio.com, dreamingradio.com. What's that? So I had a reoccurring dream that I'll talk about here on the show in just a little bit. It's one that's popped up in my life several times over the last 10 years or so. And I'll talk about that here on the show. I think I know what it means. And I think what it comes down to is the importance of trying to have closure on events in your life and why it's important, because, you know, at the very least, it can come back and plague your subconscious for quite a long time. But we'll talk about that in a little bit and some of the realizations I've had about it. Even though I've had the realizations, it still comes after me. So we'll talk about that here in just a little bit here at Dreams. I've had many things. I also want to note, this is the first episode I think I've ever done a show where I'm literally sitting next to an open window. It's a rainy day here. And it's kind of uncharacteristically rainy and foggy for this time of year in our part of the country. It's been bone dry the last several weeks, to the point where you water your plants, and the next day you go check it, and the dirt's like just like clumped up and has completely like receded from the edge of your planters because it's just like sucking in, trying to find any little bit of moisture it can. But today it's just rainy as heck. Some cities north of us had some flooding issues, but it's kind of rainy, kind of foggy, and I'm looking out over a small lake and pond here, and there's beautiful green leaves on the trees and just that smell of summer rain coming in. I just, it's one of those moments when you have it, you just want to take it in and you don't want to miss out on it. Cause so many times I think you just kind of go from the car to the building. Like, it's raining outside, but it's really such a neat experience and such a unique atmosphere when you have that going on. I just love taking in that feeling. So anyway, I got the window open here. If you hear any little bits of rain or noise in the background, that's all it is. Because literally, I'm about 3 feet from the window. So you may hear a little bit. No thunder. That's what I like. It's just a nice summer rain out there. Let's go to our first letter. And by the way, if you want to write in or to our show, you can go to dreamingradio.com and write in your dream question there. And we may have it on a future episode, or call it in at 1-800-606-7193. So lots of ways to get your dreams to us. 1-800-606-7193. Call it in 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Carrie writes into us, says, "Hi, Tony. Carrie from Massachusetts. I'm a longtime listener of your other podcast, Real Ghost Stories Online. And when I heard about your new dream podcast, I wanted to contribute one of mine, since I'm interested in dreams also. I have really vivid and complicated dreams almost nightly, so it was hard for me to decide which one to pick to tell you about. I've been writing down some of my dreams ever since I was in elementary school, and I'm 28 now. I sometimes go through periods of not being able to remember my dreams in detail, but usually I always remember them. I don't normally analyze the meaning of my dreams, but I try to write down some of the most memorable ones. This was a dream I had last month. I don't remember the beginning very well. It had something to do with an old abandoned theater building that I was staying in for some reason in the dream. Then I went outside to a nearby parking lot, and it was a very hot, sunny day. The parking lot was filled with a bunch of old machinery and car parts and trash and junk lying around. And as I walked forward, I suddenly noticed that there was a giant salamander, as big as a car, that was sitting there on the ground. Its skin was black and shiny, but what really caught my eye was that its tail was missing. It looked like it had been cut off. Then I saw the tail some ways away near the other side of the parking lot. I didn't know what had happened to cause a salamander to lose its tail, but clearly it was injured, and it was just lying there. I was kind of scared to walk closer. I knew that I should keep a safe distance in case it started to move, but I got a bit closer to try to get a better look. I could see that instead of regular blood, there was shiny metallic silver pouring and dripping all out of the place where its tail had been. It looked like liquid mercury, and more of the substance began to seep out of its skin and bleed out of its eyes and mouth, pooling on the asphalt. It started convulsing and twitching, and it looked like it must be dying, and I just stared at it, wishing I could do something to help it, but not knowing what to do. But then the bleeding stopped, and I saw that it had regrown its tail. It's definitely alive. It stood up, seemed stronger and more awake. It unsteadily struggled to its feet, then it leapt high in the air, crashed back down into some parked cars. It seemed a bit dazed, like it didn't have all of its strength back yet, but it tried again, leaping into the air, and this time it became airborne, floating like a small airplane above the parking lot. Then I woke up. It's not unusual for me to have dreams about large animals or imaginary creatures, but I've never dreamed about a salamander before, and the silver blood seemed significant. What do you think? So what was going on in your life at the time? And the answer is, I was recently recovering from surgery, so I wonder if the part about the salamander being injured and then appearing to heal itself might reflect that. Just curious to hear your thoughts or reactions. What do you think about the giant salamander and the setting and the silver blood seeming significant? But I'm not sure what that would mean. You know, it's a good question and a very bizarre dream and hard to, I think, you know, make a lot of sense out of, especially if you're the one who had the dream. That could be a very difficult one to go, oh, yeah, I'm going to connect these dots here, especially with just kind of the overwhelming strangeness of some of the imagery. But I think the thing you have to remember when you have a dream with a lot of strange imagery is to look beyond the oddness of some of the imagery. Sometimes the salamander doesn't have much of a meaning other than this is the object that you happen to conjure up at the time. I would be looking more at the attributes of the object itself that seems extremely out of place, a large salamander. I think it has something more to do with a large thing in your life and probably some sort of an emotional event or some sort of choice decision that's large that maybe you were struggling with at that moment and you kind of had in your mind of, you know, this is chaotic, this is extreme, this is possibly too much to take on. And I think it could be too difficult. And you may be struggling with the idea of, I really want to do this. I really want to make this work, whatever it may be. But I'm not quite sure if that's possible, because look over here, here's a reason. There's already something wrong with it. It's bleeding. It's injured. But there's a solution over here. Its tail is over there. Could it, you know, could that be fixed? Could it be attached? Could it come back? And maybe the salamander is an example of something where things do grow back on it. And maybe you're looking at it as, well, yes, this decision, this whatever direction your subconscious was focusing on, maybe the thing, the big choice or like I said, decision, or path to go down, had some issues, had something that could be broken, but could be fixed when given the right path and then gone down correctly. And then it got back up and it looked healthy and happy and for a giant salamander in a parking lot crushing cars. but somehow your subconscious was playing and toying with the idea of how could this be made right, albeit a big big choice and big decision. I think that might be where this was going in your subconscious, trying to deal with the enormity of place that it took in my dreams. That's just my two cents on that dream. Thank you for writing in. Greatly appreciate it. The phone number, again, if you want to share your dream with us, is 1-800-606-7193. And we may play it back on the air. Of course, you can write in, which seems to be the most common thing we get. Love to hear some voices, though, is dreamingradio.com. dreamingradio.com. to share your dream with us. Either way, whatever you feel most comfortable at doing, we would love to hear your dream and play it back on a future episode and discuss. Be good fun here at Dream Meanings. So I mentioned earlier in the show, I've been having a dream that pops up fairly randomly, it seems to me. I really don't know, and I can't correlate a specific time or reason why it is popping up in my mind. Although this time that I just had it last night might make sense because I'm going to visit that area of the country in just a couple of days. But most of the time I have it, I'm not about to go visit. I'm not about to be on my way over there. So I don't really know why it pops up, other than I'm a very anxious person and I'm constantly through my mind, you know, you reevaluate everything all the time when you're anxious, and it doesn't necessarily make any sense half the time. It's just your mind constantly goes through cycles of things. And what it is, and what this reoccurring dream is that I'm going back to a radio station that I worked at roughly 11 or 12 years ago now, which in my mind just blows my mind because it does not seem that long ago, in Northern Michigan. I did a morning show up at a station in that area, and I had a great time at it. I really, really enjoyed that radio job. I'd say it was probably my second favorite radio job that I ever had. And I was only there for a year. I left on my own terms. But I left rather abruptly. I had a great summer there. I had a great fall there, made some really good friends there, and really thoroughly did enjoy myself. And I love the area, and I still go there on vacation. And as a child, I loved the area. And that's why I ended up going there and doing some radio, because I wanted to see if I could find a home there, if I felt like it was going to be right for me. And it was right for me, except for one thing. Winter was horrific in that part of the country. It's right on Lake Michigan. And every single day, lake effect snow. We're talking multiple inches at a minimum. And then driving in to do a morning show at 3 or 4 in the morning, even a mile where I was driving was horrible. Battling snow plows. Several times I thought I was going to die just going off the road. And it was just so scary. And if you live up in that area or know that area, you know what I'm talking about. You know, call me chicken, call me whatever you want. I lived in Wisconsin most of my life growing up, so I'm not someone who's not familiar with treacherous driving, but that takes it to a new level. I guess in the lower 48, as far as what you have to deal with on a regular basis. And I just said, this is too much. I can't do this sort of driving every single year. And I left in about March, and I ended up moving to Wichita, Kansas, really, because that was the only job opening at the time that I thought I was qualified to do and that I thought was going to make the most sense. And it was a good offer, and I just took it, knowing nothing about Kansas, and then discovering I really disliked Kansas dramatically for the next 10 years. But I fell in love, had a good life, and, you know, had kids, and, you know, that made it worth it. But the setting, the geographics itself, I hated. So for the last 10 years, I've been having this dream where I'm going back to this radio station, and I'm going back and I'm picking up where I left off, going, yeah, you know, winter wasn't so bad when you compare it to the dreaded summers and tornado seasons that I was dealing with in Kansas, which I'm not at anymore. And I'm going back, and it's like all normal, but there's so many aspects of my life that seem to like not be there, where it's like, I'm not married. I don't have kids. It's like they never existed in the dream. It's very bizarre. It's like, there's just a block in my mind. It's not even something I'm thinking about or considering, because in my mind, in that dream, those things didn't happen. They're just not there. It's not even something like, oh, I should think about that. It's just like me prior to that. It's like my mind is in a setting before all those events took place in my life. And I'm going back and I'm kind of excited to go back and do this morning show that I really did enjoy doing. And then I wake up shortly thereafter starting the job again. And I was like, why am I dreaming this? You know, I hated the winter. I still to this day had all these other positive things in my life not happened, kids married, all of that. I still don't think I would be wanting to go back there in a conscious state other than going for a vacation. And I don't know why it's one of those things that keeps coming back to me. The only thing I can compare it to is for a long time in my life, I had these weird dreams where I was going back to my elementary school, which I left very abruptly as well, on my own terms of choosing to leave, because it was a situation early 90s. Bullying really didn't have anything that teachers cared about all that much. It was just kind of growing up, but it got really bad. And it was really, really some mean kids. And it was depressing and totally screwed with my anxiety. And, you know, probably I had undiagnosed depression and a lot of stuff going on at that moment. But I left and I found a new school and it was great and I was happy and great decision. I don't regret that at all, but I'd keep having this dream where I was going back there for a long period of time. And this almost kind of feels like that, where I left that school, but I left this radio station because I found a job pretty quick into looking, looked good, left, you know, and was out of there within like 2 weeks of getting this job and just, you know, picking up and out. And I think it has something to do with closure. I think it has something to do with not having the time to get the closure that I wanted on some of these things. And I don't even know what that means, what that would entail, what exactly that closure should have been. You know, I think sometimes my mind is always looking for the solution and looking for the peace at something. And a lot of times it's just not there and you're not going to find it. But that's how my mind works. It's always find the solution, find the positive end of this thing where everyone's happy and it's all, you know, ponies and roses. But that's not the reality, no matter how long you dig for. But my mind is always seeming to dig for the happy, positive solution, no matter what reality may be. So I think that's all it is. I think it's this reoccurring thing. My wonder is, how do I break the cycle? Because I'm sick of the dream. I'm sick of having this thought of going back to this place and then waking up going, what the heck? And I don't know the answer to that. I don't know how to break that cycle. Because I seem to have already made sense of this. But it's one of those things that plagues everyone, no matter what sort of insight you may have on a dream or a topic. The mind is a curious thing, and where it's going to take you and what it's going to make you think can be very, very intriguing and troubling all at the same time. So that's my dream. That's my thoughts on that. If you have some thoughts on that and want to weigh in, feel free to weigh in on that. You can always give me a call at our phone number and give me your thoughts if you want to play the analyzer in this situation, 1-800-606-7193. Would love your insight. It's a back and forth thing here on this show because it's all, like I said, it's not a medical show. This is not a show about psychological advice, psychiatric advice, anything of that nature. This is people giving their opinions back and forth in an unbiased way to help each other out. So I'd be interested in that one from one of you guys. All right, let's go on to another letter here on Dream Meanings, 800-606-7193. My grat and a vote. Let's go to our next letter. Paige writes in, and Paige says, the summer after high school, I was visiting a few friends after I'd moved away. Summer in Maryland can be pretty uneventful, so we spent the night gathered around a fire in the middle of a field, enjoying the summer night in our youth. Towards the end of the night, everyone was saying goodbye. I was staying the night on the property, so I lingered the longest. My friend, who I hadn't seen in quite some time as I had moved away, bent down to hug me goodbye as I was seated in the camping chair. I hugged him back, and we exchanged goodbyes. It's really good to see you. See you again before summer's over. Regular things like that. Probably a few months later, I had a dream of this exact interaction just as it had happened that night. Him bending down to hug me, our verbal exchange, etc. I thought it was strange, but didn't think too much of it. As I went about my morning, I checked Facebook and saw the news that he had passed away after falling asleep at the wheel. I told my dad what happened later that day, and he said, well, maybe he was saying goodbye. This friend and I had grown up going to school together, and we were on good terms, but weren't terribly close. Out of the people he said goodbye to, it wouldn't have been me. So what was going on in your life at the time? Nothing profound was happening to me during this time. The question is, was he coming to say goodbye to me?
My dad suggested maybe I meant more to him than I realized, but I don't think that's the case. Maybe I just had a premonition of sorts. Who knows? Thanks, guys. Well, this is one of those dreams where there is some clear evidence of something going on here beyond just a dream. And this is what we talk about in our ghost show over at Real Ghost Stories Online quite a bit when we get a dream story like that. There really isn't an explanation as to how or why you would be able to dream this dream or why it would pop up into your mind other than just random timing the day of his passing. You know, that could be the answer if you want to take everything else out of the equation, that we dream things at random times. I've dreamt things that have already occurred and went through them and had absolutely no connection to anything bad, tragic, good, or anything happening with it. Just it was a repeat. It was a rerun of life. But when you have those reruns of life and they do correlate to an event, it does make you wonder what exactly the reasoning for it was. If we're going to go down the route of being something supernatural, something paranormal, someone giving you a visit, I would probably agree with your dad that maybe you did mean more to him than you realized. And I think what's surprising to, and this probably goes either way, quite honestly, what I think is surprising to a lot of us in our youth, and I'm going to say it that way, I'm not going to say what's going to be surprising to a lot of women or surprising to a lot of men. I'm going to say just across the board, men and women. I think in our youth is those people who we are surrounded by on a daily basis growing up that we perceive as not having an interest in us or not really liking us or just being very passive about us. Not everyone, but there's a great deal of them, I think, that some people discover later in life that they had a great affection for you without knowing it, but there was a shyness, there was an apprehension, there was the matter of youth that plays into that, of inexperience, of how do I express myself to this other human being who's not a family member, that I care for them in some way or I like them, but I'm never in the right situation or wait to do it because I'm shy or something of that nature. And then sometimes later in life, you find out, oh my God, this person who I thought really didn't like me that much had the craziest crush on me and still thinks about me to this day. You know, that happens. And I think we all, to a certain extent, can look at that in our lives and say, yeah, I can relate to that. I think there's someone in my life who at a former point, they would have no idea how much I admired them or liked them or had a crush on them. And if you talk to them today, I don't even know if they'd remember me, you know, something of that nature. I think that is a very common occurrence in life. And maybe this was that person's way of coming and letting you know. Could it be on the other direction, though, too? Could there have been something where this is not where you take it out of the realm of paranormal and you take it out of the realm of something supernatural happening here with a person passing, where you were examining your feelings and you were just kind of re-examining your summer and this timing just happened to be very creepy the way it all worked out? And you were examining and maybe a promise that was not kept, where, you know, summer was done and you didn't see them again that summer, but you really wanted to. And I have to ask if that could be part of the case of, was there more there for you with that person in your mind that you liked that person more than they were aware of? And this just happened to be really inconvenient timing, convenient in one way, inconvenient in another, for identifying those feelings. There's a lot of ways to look at it, but certainly very suspect timing. So I totally understand where you'd be coming from going, is this something more than just a dream? And you're totally valid at asking that question. Thanks for writing in to the program. Dreamingradio.com is our website. If you want to call in and share your dream with us, or write in and share your dream with us, rather. If you want to call in, the phone number for that is 1-800-606-7193, 1-800-606-7193, to share your dream with, but you're still the great. Continuing on, Jennifer writes in, hello, when I was younger, I'd have reoccurring dreams about carousels. One of the shorter dreams was in the late 1800s. I was standing in a field on the edge of a Victorian carnival. I had a long dress on and a large brimmed hat. I saw my mother in the distance just standing there wearing the same era of clothing. That's all. We just stood peacefully in the breeze, a few feet apart. In the second shorter dream, I was at the 49th Street Galleria, a fun center that was popular in Utah in the 80s when I was growing up. It was modeled after the Victorian era, including an old replica Victorian era carousel. However, in my dream, I walked down a long black hallway, which opened up into a dim room with a golden carousel. It was large, blurry, and moving slowly. The third and longest dream took place in my neighborhood at night. It was in the middle of the night, and I was flying. I get a running start and take off. No lights were on anywhere. I could barely see until I came to a large house. There was old music playing inside, and the front windows were wide open. I flew inside and landed. The entire house was modeled after a Victorian carousel, including the music, small figurines of the animals. The ceiling had cherubs painted on it, sections, and the colors were all pale pink, pale blue, and white. No one was there. Then the dream would end. So what was going on in your life at the time of this dream? I started when I was in elementary school, maybe around 8 years old, I think. I honestly don't remember exactly how old I was, but I had the dreams for a few years. My mother passed away when I was 11. However, I'm fairly certain that all of the dreams started before that. I've always wondered about these dreams. I mentioned them to a psychic once, and she told me they represented past lives. Past lives have always seemed plausible to me, but obviously the 49th Street Galleria may have affected me. I love it there. I love the atmosphere. On the other hand, I think that they put in the carousel after I'd gotten a little older. I never rode it. I don't remember having a lot of carousels, so I don't know why they showed up so often in my dreams. Well, this is one where if you look at the meaning behind a carousel in a dream, and what it oftentimes represents is a piece of childhood and reliving childhood. And it sounds like your mother passing at a very young age. And I my question, if we could speak, would be, were you aware, was your mother aware of any sort of, was it a health problem, something that was leading up that you knew eventually may come to her passing at a certain age? How far in advance did you know that was going to happen? I guess is my question. And if it was in advance, I could see if these dreams started around that time, and the fear of constantly having to go back and relive the realization that your mother may not be in great health, and that she may be passing at some point, unpredicted point in your childhood, and the carousel constantly taking you back and being on that ride of childhood that was not a very happy part of childhood, I can imagine, that is representing that, the fear of you're on this, you're not getting off this, it's going to keep going and going and going through that strife, that agony, that anxiety that you'd be going through as a child in fear of losing your mother and then eventually it happening. I think that it may be your subconscious trying to work through that. That is where I would be inclined to think that dream may be going and may be trying to work through those very difficult emotions and trying to process those emotions. And that's essentially the hourglass that's showing up in your mind to represent the processing of those feelings. Thank you for sharing that dream with us. Phone number again here at Dream Meanings, 1-800-606-7193. 1-800-606-7193. Of course, write in on our website at dreamingradio.com to share your dream with us, and we may discuss it on a future episode of our program. Leah writes in, this is by far one of the strangest dreams I've had in a while. Normally have very vivid dreams, and they're usually odd, but I can almost always figure out why I dream them and why my subconscious is trying to tell me. This one, not so sure. Curious what you think about it. In the dream, I was driving or following a coworker to a work convention. It started raining almost too much to see the road. A police car came up behind me in my friend's car and pulled her over for going too fast in the rain. After that happened, we ended up pulling over at a rundown sort of house or old filling station that was abandoned. And for some reason, we got out of our cars in the rain. Two big, ferocious dogs then came around from the back of the building, growling and barking at us, chasing us into the abandoned store. We slammed the door. The dogs ended up slamming against us, trying to get it. I had a glass window at the top of the door, and they broke it trying to get in. We huddled in the abandoned store down below the window so the dogs couldn't see us. I was scared and wondering what was going on. My friend and I decided to stay in the store for a while until we thought the dogs had gone and we could run back to our cars. Then this is where it gets weird. A black cat crawled through the window where the dogs had broken it. It looked sick and malnourished. I said, "Do you think we should help it?" My friend says, "Yes." I called it over to me, picked it up. My hand felt wet and I looked it and it screamed. It was covered in blood. So was the cat's neck. Looked at it again. Had a huge chunk missing out of its back, and I could see the spine and organs inside. It wasn't just hurt. It should have been dead. I got the feeling that it wasn't normal. For lack of a better term, I guess a zombie cat. I threw it away from me and told my friend that we had to get out of there. I'm running towards the door, and then I woke up. Creepy and gross. There seems to be a lot of elements to this one, and I just can't connect them. Maybe it means nothing. Actually connect. But again, just curious to hear your thoughts. Thanks, guys. Looking forward to this podcast taking off. Definitely a fun topic. So what was going on at the time? I just finished the work convention. I was dreaming about driving to, having a pretty good weekend. I was actually talking or taking some time to relax for myself, looking for a new job because I don't like the people I work for, but love my job and coworkers, thinking that maybe has something to do with it. Seems most likely to me. What questions do you have? Mostly, what do you think about the zombie cat and what it might symbolize? That's the part I'm confused about and can't connect to anything, really. Well, zombies are obviously something that you don't have any control over. That's a lot of times what they represent. It's a representation of uncertainty and something that may be a threat to you. So I can imagine if you're going through at that moment in time, the job changes or attempting to do a job change, a lot of uncertainty and a lot of scary possibilities, whether it be at your current job that you didn't like, but you liked some of the people. That's why I think you had like an ally in the dream. So you were in a setting that was uncertain and you were unhappy at, but you had the ally there. As a coworker and the friend, but then you're also venturing into new territory where, you know, that's where you had the zombie cat. And I think that may be representing the possibility of, well, what's going to be at this new job? I like my current job. I like the people I work with, but not the job, but this new setting. What's that going to be like? Still uncertain. I have no idea who could be over here. Could it be people that you have no control over, and not that you want to have necessarily control over people, but people that you're going to be very uncertain about and what their attitude is going to be towards you. I think it really is just a manifestation of pop culture, what you may be watching in real life, and uncertainty and your mind processing it in a very cinematic way. I think that's probably what you're looking at. There is a very cinematic processing of the uncertainty that was going on in your life at the time. I don't think anything more, anything less. Thank you for writing in and sharing that experience with us here. And say that I'm not going to. If you're enjoying the program and haven't done so yet, we are a newer podcast. So with that being said, it's crucial when starting a podcast for reviews, for sharing, for subscribing to happen, for it to survive. I know this from doing other podcasts. So if you like this show, and you'd like it to continue, you'd like us to make more episodes, please, 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 whatever platform it is you're listening to us on, iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, iHeart, we're trying to be everywhere we can. Please press that subscribe button. That helps us grow. That helps us go in the rankings, the ratings, because that's how most people find us, is just by searching and then finding, you know, oh, the top pod. This looks like a good one. It's in top. So if you can help us grow in those ratings, that is what's going to help us grow the show and deliver to you a better show and even a more frequent show. The more letters, the more calls we have, the more common, the more active I can be in putting episodes out beyond just once a week. And I'd like to do the show more than once a week. We just need the content to do it. And with that being said, that comes with listenership. So please do
Press subscribe, leave a positive review. That helps us out greatly. If you want to support the show, that's how we're asking you to do it at this point in time. And thank you so much for that support. I'm really enjoying doing this show. We're about 6-7 episodes in now, and I'm really having a fun time getting into the swing of this one. It's a very different feel than the other podcast, our Ghost Stories podcast. You know what? I like it. It's reminiscent. You know, I talked about radio earlier, and as I get into the world of podcasting, I've been doing it for about 3 years. There's so many, you know, parallels, although I'm doing this out of my home. I'm not going into a radio station with a bunch of people. There's a lot of parallels to it and a lot of interesting things I'm finding as far as, you know, the emotions that go along with a job and a lot of the same things I felt when I was first doing radio. And it's like going to a different radio station. And in the world of radio, a lot of times if you work at one radio station in a building, you're also on the air on another radio station in that building. And each station has its own feel, its own sound, its own everything. And these shows, I'm getting that feeling. You know, you can almost, like, different aspects of your personality come out depending on the format. And this is old school. We're talking about music radio. Depending on the format of the station, you know, a rock station, you're going to be very different on that than an adult contemporary station. You know, one that's playing AC/DC versus Celine Dion. It's a very different feel. And that's how I feel with these different shows. I'm able to kind of express different parts of myself. And I love that. And hear from different aspects of you guys too, because I know some of you guys listen to all of our shows. And it's really cool that we can interact on different aspects of our life, whether it be, you know, the ghost stuff on Real Ghost Stories Online, you know, stuff around the house on Jenny's new podcast that we're hosting together, Junkin' with Jenny, and this show, The Dream Meaning. So it's fun. It's exciting. And I'm glad that you're a part of it. Just thought I'd share kind of some of my thoughts and express how excited I am about doing this show, because it really is. I'm enjoying it. Amanda writes into us. Hello again. I'd written in before about having nightmares while trying to sleep off migraines. And now I have another migraine dream to share. I've had the same migraine for the past 2 days. And last night it was starting to get so severe. So I went to bed early. I had several unmemorable dreams throughout the night and woke up often because of the pain I was experiencing. The last dream of the night was the worst. In the dream, I was preparing to go to school. Although I'm 31 years old in real life, I was in high school in my dream. I'd walked to my friend's house, and the plan was that we're going to walk the rest of the way to school. When I got to her house, I was in a panic because she couldn't decide what outfit to wear. Although we were in her house, her bedroom looked more like a clothing store in the mall. We parted ways, began searching through the racks of clothing, and suddenly I felt a sharp pain in my left foot. I sat down on the bench, examined my foot, and discovered a small cut near the ball of my foot. It was bleeding slightly, but not too bad. So I got up, started looking through the clothes again. Sharp pain began to fade and was replaced by a feeling of intense pressure. I looked down at my foot. It was beginning to swell. The whole front portion of my foot and my big toe were turning pale purple. I sat down again and looked at the bottom of my foot, and the pinky toe and the toe next to it were swelling up only on the underside of my foot, and the skin was beginning to blister and split. The middle toe, I guess what would be considered the index finger toe, sorry, I don't know the proper terminology for toes, were the only parts of my foot that were not swelling up in size. But instead, they were beginning to bend backwards towards the top of my foot. I began to feel as if they were going to break off my foot. I frantically began searching for my friend so that she could take me to the hospital, but she was nowhere in sight. I decided I had to wrap up my foot and find my own way to the hospital, so I began emptying out a dresser full of clothes, trying to find something that I could easily tie around my swelling foot, and out of the corner of my eye, I noticed that a ceiling fan had started to spin, and for some reason, it made me very angry. I stopped what I was doing so that I could turn the fan off. As soon as I did, a sharp pain shot up through my foot and up my leg, making me fall to the floor. Lying on the ground, looking up at the ceiling, the fan started to spin again, and I began to sob. I began to sit up, determined to get myself to the hospital before my foot swelled so badly that they would need to amputate it. As I sat up, I actually woke up. When I woke up, I still had the feeling that I needed to get to the hospital and was convinced that my foot actually was swelling up and my toes were falling off. However, after a few seconds, the only pain I felt was that of the migraine, and it was actually more severe than it had been when I went to bed earlier that night. I got up, began to get ready for work. Yes, even with a severe migraine. I was getting ready. I noticed that something felt off about my hands. I wear a moonstone ring on my right finger. I've worn it on that finger for years and hardly ever take it off. However, the ring was now
on my left ring finger. Not only do I hardly ever take the ring off my finger, but about an hour before I had gone to bed that night, my boyfriend and I were walking his dog and the ring on my right hand hit the ring he wears on his left hand as our arms were swinging. We even laughed about how we cracked clanked rings. It felt foreign to have the ring on my left hand, and because it was hot under the covers, my fingers had swelled just enough for the ring to be uncomfortably tight. Could the tightness of the ring on my left hand have affected my dream and presented itself as a swollen foot? I asked my boyfriend if he somehow removed my ring while I was asleep and put it on the other hand, but he said he didn't. He didn't do that, so I still have no idea how the ring got onto my left hand. So what was going on at the time? Nothing of great significance. I've been trying a lot of different migraine remedies. No new medications or anything like that, but the dream didn't seem to relate to migraines in any way. I don't have any questions, really, just an impactful dream and a weird, real-world ending. I think the main imagery here in this dream has to do with a fan, because it seems to stand out as being odd that you're angry at a fan for running. And I think it almost, it's funny how some things correlate on these shows where you kind of have some things that go back to another story and have a similar meaning. And I go back to the carousel that we talked about earlier. That seems to be a fear of repeating something. It's a circle. It's a representation of going back and repeating the same thing over and over. How the ring got on your other hand, I have no idea. My guess would be in your sleep, you took it off a hand and moved it to the other hand as not wanting to clink your ring together with your boyfriend. And I wonder if there's some sort of repetition here, some sort of fear of repeating past mistakes. That is where I'm going with this. I think it's a fear of some sort of repeating a past mistake. And the past mistake that you may be in fear of in the stream with the migraine that you were experiencing was the remedies. You're trying so many different remedies to alleviate that. And you're in fear that you're just going to keep going down this path of trying the remedies that are not going to work and over and over and over. And it just, nothing takes hold. Could there be something deeper than that? Could it be reflective of a relationship thing or other aspect of your life? Sure. But I think there's a repetition fear going on here. As far as what exactly that is, I don't know the answer to, but I think that may be what the representation is in the dream, is the fear of repeating something that you don't want to repeat. So hope that helps a little bit. Our phone number on the show, of course, 1-800-606-7193. Write in your dream to us on our website at dreamingradio.com. That's going to wrap up today's episode of Dream Meanings. Thank you so much for listening, pressing subscribe, those positive comments on iTunes, Stitcher, whatever it may be that you listen to us on. We greatly appreciate it. And like I said, that's what helps us grow this thing. So please take the time to do that and help us get this show off the ground. Until next time, thank you for listening to Dream Meanings.